Hi, this is Mike Maduda and you're listening to the ZFM Sports Podcast.
Z.
Nice, Messi! It is the cleanest of clean finishes from the best on the planet.
It's time for the biggest sports stories.
Chelsea, the UEFA Champions League winners of 2021.
The biggest interviews.
That such a great spectacle is ruined by such thuggish behaviour.
And all the analysis right here.
He's the one player that has the arrogance to think that he can play in any stadium in the world and any pitch in the world in front of any player in the world and take them on.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport. Let's join the team for the biggest show in the world of sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
A time check, everybody. It's just gone 6:05 on a Tuesday evening. What does it mean? 55 minutes for us to take you around the world and back home again in the world of sport. It's your usual team of in-studio pundits, Alois Munjira, Chris Midzi, Barry Menandi, the man pulling the strings and making things tick and happen on the show, our producer, Sean Tafirinyika, and I am Mike Madoda. What can you expect today on the home front? Zimbabwe all-rounder Luke Jongwe is being accused of sponsorship fraud, with a number of Australian cricket equipment manufacturing companies say to have come forward with damning allegations. We'll be picking that one apart, taking a look at that particular story, and of course asking the question, do we really understand the sponsorship culture that is everywhere else in the world, and that is practiced of course in the more mature sporting nations around the world. Being a Tuesday, we've got our Formula One report, proudly brought to you by Zimoko, and Ferrari driver Charles Leclerc says the Scuderia should not focus on the negativity that is circulating around them as they look to bounce back from a disappointing 2022 season. We'll also take you around the world in 60 with updates from Australia, France, as well as the US.
In the beautiful game, kickoff is in Mzansi, where Orlando Pirates head coach Jose Rivera has no words for those that have called him a plumber after joining the club, and instead is going to enjoy winning the MTNA title against AmaZulu. Being a Tuesday, we head to France. Lionel Messi missed Paris Saint-Germain's 2-1 win over Lorient on Sunday due to an inflamed Achilles tendon. The injury scare coming for the Argentina captain less than 2 weeks before the start of the World Cup. And Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says he's expecting, quote, something special when the Reds take on Real Madrid in the last 16 of the Champions League after last season's finalists were drawn to face each other again.
How is it, guys? Elvis Tibola Opomba Moyo, WPF.
This is The Bomb.
All Africa Heavyweight Champion 2-time. You are listening to ZFM Sport.
Yes, you're listening in to ZFM Sport on a Tuesday, and we're always getting requests from people who want to find out, well, if they miss the show, where can they listen to the show on? Well, it's available as a podcast on different platforms, Apple, Google, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Simply search for ZFM Sport and subscribe. We also love to keep it interactive here on the show. Get in touch with us via WhatsApp number 0731 168 045. We're going to be having a fan zone a bit later on. That's straight after our play of the day, and we'll try and read as many of your messages as we can. Before we get to that controversy, the scandal that involves Chevron star Luke Jongwe and the sponsorship scandal, let's give you a local sports news roundup with boxing, squash and netball making the headlines.
The home front. Local sports news and analysis.
Start with some boxing news. Heavyweight boxer Elvis Moyo is distraught after his American opponent Eddie Chambers pulled out of a non-title bout which had been scheduled for Namibia on Saturday. The South Africa-based former World Boxing Federation Africa heavyweight champion had been hoping to end a forced three-year sabbatical due to lack of opponents by stepping up to fight Chambers. Head over to some squash news. Powerhouse Egypt completed a double at the Squash Federation of Africa Senior Championships by winning the men's and women's finals at Suburb Squash Club in Bulawayo yesterday. The final day of the team's competition saw Egyptian women proving too strong for their South African counterparts, winning 2-1 in the final. The Egyptian men also won by the same scoreline against the same opponents. Finish off with some netball news. The Zimbabwe Netball Association are confident that the under-19 team that will participate at the Region 5 games in Malawi next month will win the gold medal. Netball has done fairly well at the Region 5 games in previous years. The team last participated in the 2018 edition in Gaborone, where they won bronze after they lost to South Africa in the semifinals.
The Warriors, the Chevrons, the Cheetahs, the Mighty Warriors, and the Sables. From the pool to the track to the field, we are Team Zimbabwe.
Now, Zimbabwe all-rounder Luke Jongwe is making the headlines for all the wrong reasons after Zimbabwe cricket was knocked out of the T20 World Cup. He's being accused of sponsorship fraud, with a number of Australian cricket equipment manufacturing companies said to have come forward with damning allegations. In a report in the Australian media, it is alleged the 27-year-old all-rounder first signed with a Sydney-based bat manufacturing entrepreneur, Josh Gavan, for his brand. And JP Gavan JPG before the Chevrons toured Australia for a one-day international series in August. Soon after he lost the JPG deal just before the commencement of the World Cup, Jongwe is said to have struck a deal with Evolution Sports, which is based in Victoria, Melbourne. Now, it is alleged, Barry, that the bats may have been stolen, or he may have sold bats. What are the details around this murky deal that involves Luke Jongwe? Because he's certainly not coming out of the wash very clean.
No, it's not. Man, listen, there's an investigation that was conducted, of course, by Australian newspaper, the Daily Telegraph, and it says that Gavan alleged that Jongwe got in contact with them directly on September the 16th, 2 weeks after signing his deal. He got... Jongwe told the bat manufacturer that the equipment that they had given him and sent to him had been stolen after a home break-in. And he requested more equipment on September the 23rd.
No, let's stop there. So, as far as that allegation is concerned, this one can easily be proven, because he surely would have had to file a police report locally that there was a break-in and that there was equipment stolen. So this is something that the ZRP can verify.
Yeah, 100%. And the ZRP, look, even Jongwe, he could file a police report, whether fraudulent or whatever.
No, but if he was acting fraudulently, was he clever enough to do that?
He wasn't.
We may be assuming he was.
Because he didn't even have decency to file a police report. Yeah. And then here's the thing, and social media can be a good thing, it can also be a terrible thing, because what then happens? Gavan starts receiving good reviews from Zimbabwe about their bat. They haven't sold a single bat in Zimbabwe.
The only person they've given the bats to is Luke Jongwe, who says that the bats were stolen.
Okay, so yet again, I think the folly of all of this is that he could have then further alleged that, okay, the stolen bats were then sold to club cricketers and all sorts. He didn't. But what we do know is that club cricketers got hands on Gavan bats, started giving them good reviews, and Gavan in Australia still peaked and were like, hang on, we've never sold bats in Zimbabwe. How did those get into the hands of the club cricketers?
Well, we know in Zimbabwe for certain that it is actually illegal for you to buy or purchase stolen material. So there's one easy way, Chris, to light a fire under Luke Jongwe to say is, listen, if you're insisting that these bats were indeed stolen, right, from you, okay, we're going to pick up everyone who's using these bats. Who's playing local cricket, because they're in possession of what? Stolen property. Then,
where did you buy them?
Yes.
Just that simple conversation, I think, can reveal a number of things. No one likes to go into any ZRP office or anything generally. So I think that that's a very quick way to verify exactly how these bats got into their hands. It's just unfortunate that this is happening after such an incredible World Cup for Zimbabwe, and this is being published across international media. Yeah.
So now the problem here is, Alois, you know, the situation is that this not only drags Jongwe into the story because he's, of course, the central actor here. But it tarnishes the reputation of Zimbabwe cricketers, and it certainly tarnishes the reputation of Zimbabwe sports persons as far as sponsorships are concerned with international companies who are looking to partner with athletes in this part of the world.
Yeah, most definitely. Now, everybody is now looking at Zimbabwe and say, we can't trust them. We can't trust Zimbabwe. Even though we're Zimbabweans, we can't trust Zimbabweans. Why? That guy. You is going to be the reference point. And you know what? It can actually spill into Zimbabwe locally. Some companies can actually do the same.
And
say, it can actually affect us even internally here in the country. I think this is like really a bad aspect for Zimbabwean sport.
It's a bad one for Zimbabwean sport. Let's talk about that. I think it's a statement of obvious that it's a very bad advertisement for Zimbabwe sport. It's a very bad look. So let's rewind to the formative years of one Jongwe as a wee nipper in primary school, in high school. And this is not trying to make any excuses for him, but we must then pick apart the situation and take a look at some of the structural defects of the Zimbabwe sports industry.
Yeah.
Now, as far as intellectual property is concerned, are we doing enough to educate our athletes from a very young age about what sponsorships are, what they entail, the responsibility that you carry as an athlete, simple things like integrity?
Yeah, and that's what it is. That it boils down to that. And I think that if we then take our athletes through huge sessions on intellectual property law, in contract law, and all sorts, tukvaremedza, let them play the sport that they play. However, what we need to push is integrity. And in truth, all of us here are involved in sport, not only from a show perspective, but actually actively involved in sport. And I think the one thing that we agree on, we don't agree on much in the studio, by the way, the one thing we do agree on is that the professional approach to sport is sorely lacking amongst our athletes, big time. Just honoring a contract is contracts are not respected.
Yeah, they're just pieces of paper.
And this Jongwe situation goes a little bit deeper. Because he walks out against Ireland on their first game with another bat and glove manufacturer's equipment as opposed to the one he's been crying out for, Gavan.
Yeah, that's a shambles. Well, Barry said let's not saddle the athletes, Chris, with a lot of the intellectual stuff. Because it's beyond them, but I think so that it doesn't become a distraction. So,
yes.
This is something, though, that you have been advocating for, that athletes should now get proper people to manage them.
Yes.
Proper managers, proper representatives, proper agents. May the problem here not be the fact that, you know what, Jongwe is negotiating these deals by
himself. On his own. And you know what? When you're taking a look at an athlete, and I think I've always said this, an athlete is an athlete.
Yeah.
We can't take the fact that they are brilliant at what they do and then say, okay, so consequently they should be able to read a contract and, you know, perfect their own deals and understand and, you know, stay within the rules of that contract. An athlete is an athlete. What the rest of the world has is agents and agencies that then manage what relationships exist around this athlete. So there's two types of agents. They are your sort of brand directors who are able to then manage deals like this on behalf of athletes like Luke Jongwe, but they're also agents that then handle the movements. What typically happens is that we take a look at a player and we say they've got an agent, and we take a look at someone who's able to move them from team to team and across countries. Those people are completely different functionaries, and our athletes need both. What needs to happen is that an athlete, and it's part of that education that you guys talked about, when you hit a certain level, there has to be an admission on your part to say, you know what, I've hit a certain level, I can no longer manage these things, I need help, let me source someone who is able to, even if I have to pay them, handle this on my behalf.
All right, I need help. That is, of course, the argument being preferred here in the studios, and our athletes certainly need that. What do you think out there? Get in touch with us with your thoughts and your views on this sponsorship scandal that's dragged in Luke Jongwe, the Chevron star, at the very heart of it. 0731 168 045. That is the number. WhatsApp number again, 0731 168 045. We are also on Twitter and Facebook, where you can follow and interact with at ZFM Sport. Coming up, we have a bit of a quick breather, and then when we return, we of course are giving you an opportunity to win a couple of fantastic prizes. This one is phenomenal. I love it, guys. I mean, no, you're not just not attending the World Cup. Mm. You're attending the World Cup final. Yeah. I mean, wonderful prize. And then when we return after that, we'll be talking Formula One. And that's brought to you by Zimoko.
Hi, my name is Runi Shamba, my Toria's super striker. You're listening to ZFM Sports.
You could win a ticket for yourself and a friend to watch the FIFA World Cup in Qatar. That's the 2022 World Cup final. Like Mike said, yeah, this is not just any game. They're not just throwing any game at you.
Even I want to enter this one.
I think we should all enter. We should be allowed to enter. Right. So all you do to enter is purchase a 375.
Will they make us win? I don't know. I think they will see my name. They'll see my same on the screen.
Don't corruption. Integrity.
So all you do is you purchase a 375 or 750 ml Castle Lager World Cup limited edition pack. You retrieve your unique code under the crown and you send it to USSD *788#, or you can send a WhatsApp to 078-555-2324. That USSD code again, *788#, or WhatsApp 078-555-2324. And all you do after that is follow the prompts, but always remember to drink responsibly.
Alcohol may be hazardous to health if consumed to excess. The operation of machinery or driving after the consumption of alcohol is not advisable. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18 years.
The FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 is here. Now here is your chance to fly to Qatar with Castle Lager. To enter, simply purchase a 375 milliliter or 750 milliliter Castle Lager World Cup Limited Edition pack. Retrieve your unique code under the crown and send it to USSD *788# or WhatsApp to 078-555-2324 and follow the prompts to enter. So go ahead and purchase a Castle Lager today, and you and a friend could be on your way to Qatar.
International Sports News Roundup, where the world comes out to play. From sunny Melbourne to the streets of Monaco, the deserts of Bahrain to the jungles of Brazil, get up to speed on the Formula One Report. The Formula One Report is proudly brought to you by Zimoco, the home of F1 brands Mercedes-Benz and Alfa Romeo in Zimbabwe. Zimoco, specialized service for special brands.
The rainy season is here, and it's fair to say that Zimbabwe is a pickup country. This is when the pickup truck, I mean, it earns its keep during the rainy season. Hard work, rough roads, and paths less traveled make up the hard days spent on the farm, at the mine, or on the many construction sites sprouting up around the country. When the road and journey get tough, that's when the Mitsubishi Triton single cab feels most at home. The Mitsubishi Triton single cabs are durable, powerful, comfortable, and packed with advanced technology to keep you and your team safe.
You can choose from the available 4x2 or 4x4 options to get you where you need to go. The Mitsubishi Triton is constructed with lightweight materials and boasts an engine among the smoothest, quietest, and most effective on the market, easily combining outstanding performance and unfussed efficiency in one potent package.
Tough jobs call for dependable power, and the Mitsubishi Triton's responsive 2.4-liter turbo diesel engine, boasting 133 kilowatts of power and 430 newton meters of torque at just 2.5 RPM. The Triton's imposing power means ease to deal, the maximum one-ton load carrying capacity with a brake towing capacity of up to 3,000 kgs. Stay tuned, we'll be talking about this later on.
Right, Ferrari driver Charles Leclerc says the Scuderia should not focus on the negativity that is circulating around them as they look to bounce back from a disappointing 2022 season. There's also been an increased focus on team principal Mattia Binotto, with calls earlier in the season to replace him. But Leclerc says the team should not focus on that, but instead on what they can do better in season 2023. Formula One pundit Scott Mitchell says Ferrari are supposed to challenge Red Bull all the way this season.
Ferrari has known for months that its shortcomings have doomed a season that started so promisingly back in March. Maybe that took the sting out of Verstappen finally wrapping up the title, but it doesn't change the fact that Ferrari had a car capable of fighting for the championship this year, and yet Leclerc's title bid barely made it past spring. Where Leclerc wants to see Ferrari make a clear step is basically its competence as a race team. He references good calls, good strategy, good communication as things Ferrari must be better at. And while he thinks Ferrari has made some progress already, he points to a lingering tyre management weakness as another example of where it's still lacking on Sundays.
Scott Mitchell there talking about improvements, but also noting, Barry, a number of weaknesses with the Scuderia throughout the course of the season. But let's put things into perspective. If you were told, a Ferrari fan, this time last year, that they would win four races...
Yep.
And be in position two with just two races left, they would have snapped your hand off.
Probably. I certainly, as a Ferrari fan, we came into the season without that much hope. When we did our predictions, I did predict that Ferrari would be at the top, but that was heart more than head. So certainly, rip your arm off. But again, it's like, a bit like the Chevrons, whereby it's a season where Ferrari had a competitive vehicle, but you look at unreliability, strategy decisions, driver errors. They have caused a massive drop-off from Ferrari that, in truth, should have never been.
The truth, Chris, is that the strong start that the Scuderia had created expectations.
Oh, yeah, big time. And when you've got a strong start, you have to be able to maintain it. And Ferrari kind of came apart at the seams. Those reliability issues that we're talking about, a lot of issues around decisions, I think. And also just Ferrari this season has gotten in their own way. And it's even gotten onto social media now where having a Ferrari moment is basically like you shot yourself in the foot. Yeah. That's the extent of this. So it's just unfortunate. But also I think Ferrari's received... a lot of support, especially from the newer Formula One fans as well, that have come in and embraced this team, this little car that could. And it's just unfortunate that they are a title.
Ferrari, the most successful team, the biggest team, the richest team in Formula One.
Yes, except not in recent times. So, you know, they're new to this level of party. And it's also, I think there are questions around their team principal. There are questions around decisions. And when it comes to any sort of decision making in Formula One, the buck stops with the team principal. So another issue that Ferrari needs to
look at. Talk about that team principal, Barry, Mattia Binotto. Do you give him another chance in season 2023, or you go fresh?
I think Ferrari, the hierarchy needs to hear what his plan is. And
Does he have a plan? Because Barry, let me rephrase that.
Yeah, sure.
He'll probably have a plan.
Yeah,
he had a plan for the season, but it's the execution, isn't it, of the plan that was less than desirable.
Mikey,
he fumbled.
Guys,
so this is a guy in the equivalent of rugby who constantly got over the try line, only to drop the ball.
And drops it, doesn't ground it.
Yeah.
Improper grounding. You guys know that I was probably the biggest advocate to get rid of Mattia Binotto. But on reflection, hold on!
I'm curious.
I really am. Wait for it. On reflection, I feel that in terms of the race engineers, there's something that needs to be cleared out there. So it may not be at team principal level, but race engineers, certainly for both cars, both drivers, more effective ones. And then I think the aerodynamist, they need to get somebody who can compete with what Red Bull has, because that drag efficiency that they have and the tire wear that they were suffering.
You're just trying to show off your Formula One knowledge.
It's on reflection. I've thought about it.
So those are team issues, but rather than issues that you'd place at the door of a one man. But I think you'll go into season 2023 knowing that the target is the world championship.
Certainly.
If Ferrari doesn't deliver as far as the world championship is concerned, I think we could see Binotto on his way. The next race is the Sao Paulo Grand Prix in Brazil. It's on Sunday.
Z.
All right, now narrow and winding roads are no problem with the Triton's power-assisted rack and pinion steering. No, Michael, leave it, please. Let me start that again.
I'm agreeing with you.
Good. I'm glad you're agreeing with me. Anyway, narrow and winding roads are no problem with the Triton's power-assisted rack and pinion steering and compact wheelbase, which feel right at home on crowded work sites. Take total power control with the Triton's short throw action 6-speed manual gearbox. Simply select drive options on any easy to operate 4-wheel drive selector dial, which allows you to switch between modes on the move at speeds under 100 k's an hour.
Mitsubishi Motors' intuitive technology combines a range of innovative technologies into one integrated system that works constantly to keep you safe, comfortable, and entertained every time you drive, with a host of passive and active safety systems working in unison, alerting, guiding, and reacting to keep you and your passengers safe.
Well, there you have it, guys. Practicality, dependable, and reliable now have a new name, and that name is Mitsubishi Triton. Sold exclusively at Zimoco and at load shifting unbeatable pricing, including a 3-year or 100,000 kilometer warranty, whichever comes first, and a first free service with Zimoco. Don't wait. Get in touch with Zimoco tomorrow morning, not this evening, using our email inquiries@zimoco.co.zw and test drive the Mitsubishi Triton single cab for yourself. Stock immediately available. Mitsubishi, engineered beyond tough. Available from Zimoco, specialized service for special brands.
The Formula One Report is proudly brought to you by Zimoco, the home of F1 brands Mercedes-Benz and Alfa Romeo in Zimbabwe. Zimoco, specialized service for special brands.
Hi, you're listening to ZFM Sport. My name's Graham Sharp, and I'm the first Zimbabwean to take on the Dakar Rally in a bike.
Z. Around the world in 60 seconds. International sports news.
We take off in Australia, where Mark Wood has emerged as an injury concern 2 days out from England's T20 World Cup semi-final against India after withdrawing from training in Adelaide. The fast bowler appeared to pull up during a gentle jog on the Adelaide Oval and took no further part in the optional practice, seemingly a precautionary measure, as England confirmed he was suffering from general body stiffness. In news from France, Springbok coach Jacques Nienaber has made a few changes to his team for Saturday's test against France in Marseille. Willie Leroux comes back into the starting 15 at fullback, Tyson Colby moving to right wing, and Kirtley Ahrens to left wing as Makazole Mapimpi drops to the bench. We'll touch down in the United States, where France's Caroline Garcia claimed the biggest singles title of her career with a straight sets win against Ariana Sabalenka in the season-ending WTA Finals in Texas early this morning. Garcia won 7-6, 6-4 against the Belarusian 7th seed.
Lock it. CFM Stereo is untouchable.
Fan Zone. Get in touch with the team and have your say your way.
Operator.
All right, let's get into the Fan Zone. Tomorrow's going to be exciting. Don't miss out on
hashtag
tomorrow, guys.
Cheesecake. Yeah. If you want us to read your message tomorrow, you have to hashtag cheesecake.
Don't miss out on tomorrow's show. We're talking about Matthew Booth. My goodness. Anyway, 0731-168-045. Today, it's not Matthew Booth's scandal. We're talking about Luke Jongwe's scandal. Yes. Get in touch with your messages, and the messages are coming in. This one is from Tawanda Matara, Eastview. Hans Jongwe is guilty as charged. He is only himself to blame. And then our regular contributor out in Poland, do let us know what your name is. You know, we don't like this thing. I mean, listen, to any relationship, surely up to now, you know, we can't just keep calling you the guy in Poland.
It's got us in a chokehold.
So let's discuss that. Is it just a cultural thing now, Chris, that, you know what, people just want to, you know what, get an advantage in Zim? we want to hassle, we want to cheat the next man, to Navara, as long as, you know, are we now, you know, we've taken the hustling too far.
It's not even hustling anymore. Hustling is making a dollar out of 15 cents. That's just, you know, it's crass. You're stealing, you're conning. That's straight up being a con man, if it's true, if it did play out in the way that it's being reported. So it's, I don't know, young people in Zimbabwe, I don't know if it's a sense of hopelessness. Mm. I don't know what it is, but everyone is now so comfortable with doing things like that and kuvara and closing the next person, and it's a jet, and it's
is
not
it,
a
is
jet.
It not about the younger generation? And I don't look at me like that, Chris.
Is I'm looking at Barry, grandfather of the studio.
Is it not about, you know what, the microwave mentality? We don't like to wait anymore. We want things very quickly, and we don't want to grow things.
That's true, but I'll also point to the fact that, and I think everyone in the studio except myself and Sean had a different experience of the country as a whole. You guys remember things that we don't. We probably started, you know, being able to calculate exchange rates when I was around 10. That's when I learned what an exchange rate was, how to calculate it, because it had a direct bearing on my pocket money, on whatever. So we have grown up in abnormality, and there's certain things that have become okay and normalized that are not normal. So I want to also, when we're having these discussions around, yes, microwave generation is generally a thing with millennials and Gen Z, but let's also couch the conversation in what are the realistic life prospects for a person under 40 in this country.
Right, but Luke Jongwe's are really good. I mean, Alois, he's paying for the Chevrons.
Yes.
They are paying well at the moment. And so this is greed. This is just wanting more.
It's pure greed, because the fact that he actually got the contract to actually do this, that sponsorship.
And not many people get those contracts.
Not many people get that, and he actually got it over and above the money that he's getting from Zimbabwe cricket. So I think, and with his name, he can actually do an honest hustle using his name to do other things. But he opted to do the microwave thing.
Yeah, no.
Wanted everything.
But again, are we not assuming that, you know, he can do like a small business or whatever?
He's not really a business.
Does he have the capacity?
It's not even about business.
It's not about
just
business.
About his earnings at the moment.
Yes.
He's got decent earnings right now. In comparison with the rest of the nation, I can probably assure you that Luke Jongwe is probably in the top 10% of earners.
Yeah. Probably even
right
the top 5%.
Even top 5% right now.
So, guys, this whole microwave thing. We're trying to couch it. I'll borrow your word in something else, but umbava.
It's dishonest. Just a lack of integrity.
Let's be fair.
Kuba.
Any average person, average footballer, gets a boot deal with Adidas, and they get 4 pairs of new boots. Chances are they're going to trot out onto the park wearing Adidas boots.
Yeah.
This dude gets bats, gloves from one manufacturer, runs out onto the field with the equipment from another manufacturer, keeping the other equipment in his hotel room. That's just dishonest.
Just a personal integrity.
Yeah.
How about a microwave?
Right. Let's go to our messages that are coming in. Anza, call me anything, guys. That's our friend out in Poland.
Let me find a Polish name.
Anza, I don't mind, guys. I appreciate you reading my messages, and I love the show. That's a nice message there. Anzi, hi, guys. It's Prince in Chitungiza. Why is it that you don't talk about MotoGP?
Someone once asked that question before.
How many Zimbabwians watch MotoGP?
He does. Prince.
He does.
But here's the thing also, guys. We go through the hour-long show. We, on Mondays, we can't even talk about Bundesliga. We can't talk about France. We just simply don't have the time.
All the guys that want to like get MotoGP, I think you guys should petition the station to give us a 2-hour show. If we get a 2-hour show or a 1.5-hour show, I promise you we'll throw that in. Right? And unfortunately for Jongwe, this message reads, he was overwhelmed by the contracts that flooded him and he saw the money flowing in. Shame. And that person is actually got a ZRP thing.
Yeah.
As ZRP
part of the force.
The crest as the profile pic. So,
oh my God,
is that the investigating officer?
Yes.
I wonder. hi, sports teams. What jungle man? Anzi, Anzi ka kungwava kwacho Anzi kwazonyanya. He has to prove himself innocent, and so lots of people wanting to weigh in, of course, on the jungle issue. And then, hi guys, is it true that contract here Messi at PSG puts him first to play for Argentina rather than his club? Captain John Kwambarami in Glenora. It's a very.
I don't know. I've never heard the contract.
You don't play for your country that much. I mean, these guys play on average sort of like 10 matches a year. And they don't clash with the club.
They never clash. Yeah. FIFA day.
I don't think the club contract is tied to his international contract in any way.
Your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo. The big leagues, the big teams, the big players. The beautiful game on ZFM Sport. The beating drum. The roaring fans. Take a ride on the wild side with the Africa Report on ZFM Sport.
Right now, Orlando Pirates head coach Jose Rivera has no words for those that have called him a plumber after joining the club, and instead is going to enjoy winning the MTN 8 title against AmaZulu. A 25th minute delightful and deceiving free kick by the in-form Monapule Saleng separated the two sides at the sold-out arena, seeing the Buccaneers win their second MTN 8 crown in 3 years, taking the club to win the competition on 11 occasions. Let's hear from Orlando Pirates head coach Jose Rivera.
It means a lot, obviously. I'm feeling so happy for all of the people which is around the team, players especially, because they have a difficult job, much more difficult than what the regular fans feel. And I have the feeling first time that is not about myself only, or is not about my career. When you are in a club like Pirates, from the first moment you are conscious about how many people is behind the club. So I feel very, very glad.
All right, the voice there of Orlando Pirates head coach Jose Rivera. He's 47 years old, Alois, so he's one of the young managers. He's been called a plumber to his great fortune. But in truth, he's done a decent job. He's already got silverware.
Yeah, he has done a good job. If you look at the way Pirates play, and considering the way they've been playing the previous season, I can see that there's so much improvement. You know, that's
there's an intensity about their players.
Yes. I think that's what I was about to say, that these guys that come from Europe, whether it's Eastern or Western, when these foreign guys, when they come, they bring a certain dimension to the game, and the number one of it is the intensity that they bring. Because here we casual, we want to knock the ball around nicely.
We believe a passing game must be slow.
Yes, but these guys, they bring that agency, they bring that sharpness. They want the player to have such close control. Yeah. They actually restart. Teaching players how to control a ball, because sometimes
things they should have learned at academy.
Exactly. Yeah. So they come here, yeah, they start doing it again, and they actually bring they actually make football more interesting. It's good to the eye, and when you're watching football that is moving fast enough, you actually enjoy it more.
Orlando Pirates is reaping the benefit of what Alois is talking about, that just that dimension that he brings across. He's been in the job for 6 months, and in truth, you can't call a man who's been in the job for 6 months, delivered silverware, a plumber.
No, not an issue. South Africans come up
really
with and a jab for everyone. But also, I think just the fact that they have given him a nickname, I think silverware and results will always endear any manager and coach to whether it's fans, whether it's just the South African league in general. I think that anyone with an appreciation can see. We're just taking a look at Orlando Pirates last season, like Alois said, it was a completely different scenario. I don't think they won any silverware last season. So here he is, 6 months and he's picked up silverware. And I think if the wheels are to proverbially come off, this is going to give him a bit more time.
Yeah, it'll give him a bit more time. Now, the teams that participated in that final, the MTN 8 final, will be involved in the revamped Carling Black Label Cup next weekend at the FNB Stadium, with AmaZulu facing Mamelodi Sundowns in the first semi-final, and then an absolute cracker as Pirates take on Soweto rivals Kaizer Chiefs in the second semi-final. AmaKhosi, come on, rise.
Neymar, Mbappe, Kadewere, and now the King of Zemmour.
It's Messi!
Enjoy the taste of French football on ZFM Sport.
Let's talk Lionel Messi. Now, he missed Paris Saint-Germain's 2-1 win over Lorient on Sunday due to an inflamed Achilles tendon. The injury scare coming for the Argentine captain less than 2 weeks before the start of the World Cup. Paris Saint-Germain manager Christophe Galtier said in a press conference that he expects Messi to take part in their league game against Auxerre on Sunday, which will be the last before the World Cup break. Mike, it's not the news Argentina wanted to hear, because in truth, everybody's working towards this being Messi's World Cup. I am not too worried, but still, there'll be an amber light flashing.
No, I don't think it's a serious injury. I think even Alois can confirm these are sort of like the normal knocks that you pick up in football.
Yeah.
So nothing really amiss here. The fact that he's expected to play this weekend, I think speaks volumes into the fact that, you know what, he's actually been lauded. A lot of people say that, you know what, they would have expected Messi to lay off over the last few weeks in a bid just to make sure that he gets to the World Cup tournament, because it's a big debate around Benzema right now.
Yeah.
They're actually accusations around Benzema that he's faking injuries.
Injury, yeah.
For Real Madrid to play in the World Cup, because he doesn't want to take the risk. And so I think for me, I wouldn't be surprised if I see Messi play, because I think Messi has got a wonderful opportunity. If you have to name me on form right now, the three best players in the world, who would they be?
Lionel Messi, Lionel Messi, and Lionel Messi. Let's be fair, and in truth, even the numbers support that. He is playing at a ridiculous level.
He's got one goal involvement less than Haaland.
Yeah.
Who's got the top. So I think he's got an opportunity with Argentina to go and have a stellar World Cup and then try and win the individual awards. I think he's got a really great opportunity to do so this season.
And I actually think it's actually advantageous to a player to have the momentum going into the World Cup.
Certainly.
You rest and you're starting afresh on another foot. I actually think that playing in that match is actually good for Messi, because he gets there when he has got momentum, he is going strong. But actually, ukakwara mnyama unokwanza ngoita accident uchingo famba kana world cup isiri yako.
But there's
during
training. You play army.
But gentlemen, the Argentine ultras put out a warning saying anyone in France Achakwadza Messi coming to
now
see.
That's crazy.
So
he should just play and go on, not worry about injuries. Just play his game, get into the World Cup with good momentum.
Absolutely. And also an inflamed Achilles tendon can happen at any point. You can just wake up with the pain, but you can recover rather quickly. Speaking from an informed perspective.
Oh yes.
The league that makes football all so beautiful, where artistry and strokes of genius are the order of any day, where the game is played with a smile and Luis Suarez adds some bite.
Suarez! Oh, superb! Two goals in barely a minute.
All the news from the Spanish La Liga on ZFM Sport.
Now, Real manager Carlo Ancelotti has criticized his side's attitude after a 3-2 defeat at Rayo Vallecano saw them lose in La Liga for the first time this season, saying, "Sometimes quality alone can't win you the game." After a busy spell of 11 matches in 36 days that began in early October, Madrid now have one last game, hosting Cadiz on Thursday before La Liga takes a 7-week break for the World Cup. Goalkeeper Thibaut Courtois said Real didn't play well enough to win the game.
enough, especially from the beginning when you come against Rayo. You know, it's always a difficult game, and they started really much better than us. And we knew that before the game in the dressing room, we were saying we have to equal what they do, and we didn't. So they scored an early goal. In half, I think it was kind of equal. We didn't play our best game, but also they dropped down a bit, and then you get the stupid penalty that we went like it's a penalty, but yeah, he's running, so obviously your hand is in the air, and it's an unfortunate penalty. And then I save it, and just because Carvas 1 meter in the area before he can, they repeat it. So a bit unlucky. And then after, yeah, the game was hard for us to. I didn't think we created other chances, so that wasn't lucky.
In truth, Chris, you got to say that the better side won last night. Rayo Vallecano played out of their skin, in truth. I didn't think they could maintain it for 90 minutes. They did.
They definitely did. And I think one thing that I think we've talked about it before in terms of Real Madrid is some of these games, in terms of some of their wins, they just grind out or basically, I know Juma, a win. And when you come against a team like this that was genuinely playing, and also you've got some key pieces missing in terms of Benzema, then you come up against this side, you're going to lose, especially if you're not playing your absolute heart out across the team.
Yeah, Real Madrid, listen, Is it not a good thing, Alois, that also they've got the monkey off their back? They've lost a game now. Everyone was talking about unbeaten record. I did unbeaten record. Now you've lost a game. Monkey's off your back. Now you can play almost with freedom.
Nah, baby. If you got an unbeaten record, maintain it. Keep it. keep it. Because you don't want to lose it and say it's a monkey. It can't be a monkey.
It also gives the smaller sides belief.
Yeah.
That, you know what, we can beat this team.
Exactly.
The more you win, I mean,
you want to keep it.
You want to keep that going. And then when you lose, because this is not losing to Barca or Atletico.
This is
Vallecano. So there are now teams that are thinking, you know what, hang on, maybe we should take the brave approach. Because Vallecano was not defensive.
No.
I mean, they set up a high line. They came at Real Madrid and they caused them problems.
Yeah.
So many of these, so like lesser sides, I think their approach sometimes does them down when they face the bigger sides.
Yeah.
Because they get into a defensive shape, they lie very deep, and it's the bigger teams comes at them in waves and waves, and then it becomes only a matter of time until the bigger teams win.
Yeah, let's give you a quick European roundup in terms of fixtures for tonight. Osasuna takes on Barcelona in the Bundesliga. Borussia Dortmund will be away to Wolfsburg, while Bayern Munich takes on Werder Bremen. In Serie A, Napoli takes on Empoli, while AC Milan are away at Cremonese. And then there's Carabao Cup matches tonight. Bournemouth takes on Everton. I'm only saying this fixture because I love saying the name. Brentford take on Gillingham.
Wow. Terrible fixture, for it short.
That's a
Gillingham.
GZ.
Well, the next one. Wait for the next one.
Yes. Leicester will be taking on Newport County.
Wow.
What a cracker. Don't miss that.
ZFM Stereo is untouchable.
It was a bit of a draw last night, for the Champions League, and Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says he is expecting something special when the Reds take on Real Madrid in the last 16 of the Champions League after last season's finalists were drawn to face each other again. Mike, as a Liverpool fan, your thoughts?
It's tough, but I think I prefer playing Real Madrid over two legs. Real Madrid, I think over one leg, they are sort of like, they're the masters of finals. You know, when they get to finals, they rarely lose. But over two legs, and I think what sort of like really works in Liverpool's favour is that these matches are in February.
Yes.
So the hope is that the likes of Luis Diaz, Diogo Jota, João Matip, all those guys are back. Best team will be back. And I think if Liverpool has got their best team, they can be competitive versus Real Madrid. Let's not forget that in that final that they lost in the Champions League last time out, they dominated Real Madrid.
Thibaut Courtois
played an absolutely unbelievable final.
Yeah.
So Liverpool can match Real Madrid, especially over two legs. I think I'll be confident, but of course Real Madrid will always be the favourites.
First leg is at Anfield, so that might, if Real Madrid can utilise to that to their advantage, it might work in their favour, because going home in the second leg is always, or usually, an advantage, albeit that all away goals do not count in this competition anymore. Just looking down that list, RB Leipzig will be taking on Manchester City. Manchester City will be smiling a little bit, won't they, also, Alois?
Yeah, I think it's an easier draw when you look at the form.
I don't know why.
Yeah, when you look at the form of Leipzig right now and Man City, the way they're playing, I think they couldn't have asked for a better draw. I think they are silently confident that they can actually walk into the last eight. Yeah, and it's going to be exciting to watch how far they can go this time around, because a lot was expected of them last season, and a lot is still expected of them that they've got Haaland. So let's see how they can be. But I think Leipzig is an easier draw.
Chris, a team that will want to play these matches like tomorrow is AC Milan. With Tottenham in the form that they are in, AC Milan don't fancy their chances. But being in February, we don't know what would have happened.
Mm. Yeah, between now and then, patchy Tottenham Hotspur. So I think if they get a Tottenham Hotspur, even just on one leg that doesn't come to the party, I think they're going to be confident with that. Also, just taking a look at the way that Tottenham is playing right now, I think against an AC Milan side, they're definitely not going to be able to get a result with the way that they, the methods in which they employ
it. If current form is anything to read into. China Chimadzmai, Michael, last 16 playoffs, knockout stages of the Europa. Barcelona versus Manchester United. Who would have thought that?
Yeah, I think, listen, I think United's going to have to play out of their skin.
Oh, yeah.
against Barca.
Yeah. It's a cruel draw.
Subtle
match?
Yeah, listen, I think it's the defense at United that worries me.
Yeah.
I think they do have good players. I think they will trouble Barca when they have the ball. Because Fernandes is good. Rashford has got a lot of pace. Yeah. Martial, if he's fit. Anthony. But I'm just taking a look at some of the matchups, you know, Lewandowski and the way his movement.
Yeah.
That's going to... Lindelof and the little short Argentine.
Martinez.
I think they're going to have to play out of their skin because Lewandowski can score out of nothing.
Yeah.
So he's good in the air. Yeah. He's good with the ball at his feet.
Yeah.
He is, you know, so they're going to have to put in some really good defensive and performance. And United hasn't been good on the road. Mm. So going to the new camp where... You know, it's a larger pitch. Do they play Ronaldo in the games versus Barca?
Will Ronaldo
where there's
going to
be a lot of running around?
Yeah,
I don't think they will.
There's a January window in between.
I think play Greenwood.
Yeah.
Play Martial. Play those guys.
Yeah, the young guys.
Because the one thing about Barca is that if you turn them around, then you've also got a chance. Because I believe that defensively, unless Koundé is back fit and the Uruguayan guy, who's injured, Araujo. Mm. Yeah, but if they've got sort of like your Christensen's ETC, I think that it's going to be tough.
Yeah, going to be a tough one. Well, we'll talk about this in February, would you believe?
But tomorrow...
Tomorrow.
Yes. Matthew Booth.
We're talking about Matthew Booth and some cheesecake.
Hashtag cheesecake.
Don't miss that. May God reach and bless you. That's my story. And I'm sticking to it. Manande, out.
And it's Messi. It is the cleanest of clean finishes from the best on the planet.
The biggest sports stories.
Chelsea, UEFA Champions League winners of 2021.
The biggest interviews.
That such a great spectacle is ruined by such thuggish behaviour.
And all the analysis right here.
He's the one player that has the arrogance to think that he can play in any stadium in the world and any pitch in the world in front of any player in the world and take them on.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport. On ZFM Stereo, my station, your station.
Hi, this is Mike Mundell, and you can catch me and the team for all the latest breaking news out of the world of sport, local as well as international, on your favorite station, my station, your station, ZFM. We are Z Team on ZFM Sport.